Alaska lawmakers, under pressure from conservative Governor Mike Dunleavy, cut more than 30% from the ferry budget this year. That has forced sharp cuts to service for the towns along Alaska's coast. Many of the stops on the ferry's route lack road access, which means it will be harder and more expensive to move people and goods around. But because the cuts were not distributed evenly, they've left some communities feeling particularly isolated. Nat Herz with Alaska Public Media took the ferry to Cordova to hear more.
It's 4:30 a.m. at the dock in Cordova, way earlier than anyone should be awake. It's still dark outside, but the car deck of the Aurora, the 235-foot-long state ferry, is lit up bright. It's the end of the fishing season, and everyone is trying to get their cars back to Anchorage and Wasilla, so the ship is tight. Crew members are guiding pickups and huge trailers down a ramp into their spots, bumper to bumper up against the walls. It's somewhere between car ballet and a game of Tetris.
Come on back. Back easy. Back easy. Slow. Oh, that's good right there. Set your brakes, please.
Cordova is right on Prince William Sound, and there's no road that leads out of this town of 2,200 people. You can fly, but that costs $150 with limits on luggage. The Aurora costs $70. Denise Branshaw is one of dozens riding the Aurora out. She needs to bring back more stuff for her family fishing business than she can fit on a plane. She and her husband both have long lists.
And we've got to get pumps. I mean, I can't even go into the things of his list. I know my list, and it's pages long. A stove, furniture, tires. We're going to be spending thousands because we're not going to be able to do it again for 8 months.
Cordova was getting a ferry 4 times a week through the summer. Later this month, the Aurora will stop sailing there until the end of April at the earliest. The 30% cut that the legislature and governor have made to the ferry have created big holes in other places, too. Kodiak will miss out between mid-January and April, but no other place is seeing a gap like Cordova. Say you're part of a school sports team, or your car needs work in Anchorage because there's no dealership in Cordova, or you want to pick up a bunch of groceries for your business or your pantry at Costco. All those things are about to get a lot harder, and Branshaw is upset about it.
Oh, I'm mad. You bet I'm mad. We all are. We're all upset. We're all in shock. We couldn't imagine it would be this bad.
Branshaw isn't the only one. Cordova Mayor Clay Copeland is so fired up that he comes to meet me at the dock at 4:45 a.m., before the ferry takes off, to send a message. He says he's still trying to work with Governor Dunleavy's administration to change course and fill in some of the gaps, but you can tell he's starting to get impatient.
There's middle ground, and it's called baseline minimal service, and that is not what Cordova's getting. We're getting the lights turned off. Well, you know, Cordova's a scrappy little community. You start throwing rocks at it, they'll throw back.
If the state doesn't adjust the ferry schedule, Cordova will explore private service. But it shouldn't have to, Copeland says, because residents help boost the economy of Anchorage and other parts of the state when they take the ferry to buy groceries and other goods. Governor Dunleavy's Transportation Commissioner John McKinnon says it's unlikely the schedule will change at this point. But he says that when the ferry calendar was released for this winter, he and other department officials understood it would be a tough time for Cordova.
When this came out, a number of us looked at that and said, you know, that's a big gap for the Aurora in Prince William Sound.
McKinnon was born in Juneau, and he says he understands the importance of the ferries to Alaska's coastal towns. He says there's a new ship coming online next year, and he wants to restore some level of winter service to Cordova. But he rejects the argument made by boosters of the system that spending on ferries is the equivalent to spending on things like road maintenance and snow plowing. When budgets for paved highways are cut, he says, there are more car crashes and people can die.
When we reduce maintenance to our highways, that's a direct health, life, safety, public safety issue. When we reduce ferry service, it's a matter of convenience.
Back on the Aurora, Branshaw, the woman whose family runs a fishing business, says the ferry is a matter of public safety because when it stops running, people have to switch to riskier forms of transit. She still remembers a plane crash from a decade ago when one of the state ferries was pulled away from its regular route between Kodiak and Homer to run in Prince William Sound instead.
There was a group of cod fishermen that would have been on their regular sailing home for a Russian Christmas. And they perished, and one of them was a teenager. We lost 5 lives, and it's going to happen again.
The last ferry to Cordova arrives Friday. On the Aurora, I'm Nat Herz.